I was born, actually, in the States, of course. I was born in New York City. Born in a place called Harlem, as a matter of fact. And I was raised in the Bronx. And ever since I was about yay high, I always wanted to go to the town of Hollywood. Just so I could see all the motion picture stars up close in person, huh? And I'm sure if everybody in the audience wanted to be real honest, well, you'd admit that at one time in your lives, you kind of really wanted to do the same thing. So if I may, I should like to take you on an imaginary trip with a fellow who comes from a small town in the States, like Green Bay. Town's empty, huh? Always one in the group. And this fellow takes himself a champagne flight into Los Angeles, gets off the plane, expects to see all the stars just hanging around the airport. Of course, there's nobody there, so he checks into a motel and then wanders into a downtown Los Angeles saloon with the intriguing title of the Stars Bar. He's taking himself a champagne flight, so naturally, he's feeling a little good. Hey, bartender. I'll drink to that. Isn't this the Stars Bar where all the celebrities hang up? Well, where is everybody? Were they too stuck up to have a drink or just a regular working guy from Bengay? Where I live? Ooh, look what you got up on the wall. Everybody's picturegraphed ottoman. How come you don't have nobody here personally? I mean, I'm just as good as they are. And the dinosaur are worse. I'll drink to that. Big deal, all those actors in Hollywood. I could be any one of them if I wanted to be. I could be anybody in the whole world if I wanted to be, bartender. You think I'm kidding? Damn right. It's quarter three, Jocko. Ain't nobody in this place, huh? Except you and me. You and me. Hush, hmm? So I want you to stick him up. I want you to set him up, Joe. Because I've got a little story. Oh, I thought I had a sneeze. My friend, Cary Grant, is going to tell it to you. Oh, I say, bartender, we're drinking my friend right up to the end of a brief episode, so I don't want to hear any of your lip. Notice when I walk into a room, my shoulders follow me by 3 feet. Out of my way, Gugger Dean. They're making one for my baby, and while you're at it, fix me up one for Marlon Brandi. Yeah, Brandu. Brandy, that's it. Mm. Oh, Charlie, I got the routine, man. So why don't you put another nickel in the machine, huh? Oh, it's a quarter now? Oh, well, I've been overseas for so long trying to figure out who I'm married to. I don't know what's happening over here, you know. But listen, why don't you make the music real dreamy and sad, man, for my friend, what am I got his name written on my eyelids? Oh, yeah, Walter Brennan.
Yeah, sure, I could tell you a lot, but you got to be true to your code, old boy. Make it one for my baby. That's right. And while you're at it, fix me up a great big tall one for my old buddy, the King, Clark Gable. Now, see here, baby. I'm a poet, but you never know it.
That's right.
Now, I'll tell you something. I've got a lot I've got to say. Isn't that right, Bert Lancaster?
That's right, Clark. You're damn right. That's right.
Thanks, Bert. So, bartender, anytime I'm gloomy, you'd be real smart to listen to me. Because if you don't, well, I'm liable to pin your ears back. Scarlet. Jimmy Stewart will tell you some more.
Well, yeah, that's how it goes. Well, and Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. I mean, I'm aware of that. So I want to thank you for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. Well, you should pick it up, Joe. It's making a mess on the floor there. Tell you what, Robert Mitchum will tell you a little more about it. Robert Mitchum will. Robert don't have too much to say, you see. Hook into Robert Knight.
W.C. Fields does.
Yes, 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 my little drunkenies, yes. Say, did I ever tell you about the time I had kidney stones? Or maybe it was stone to kidneys. Well, anytime I'm gloomy, bartender, just pass that bottle to me quickly. Before sneaky Dean Martin comes along, drinks it all the way. He drinks, you know. So that's how it goes. Joe, I know you're getting. Oh, you're getting anxious to close. Whoopee! I want to thank you for the moment. I says I want to thank you. Oh, how I want to thank you. My ex-partner's going to thank you now.
This torch that I found gotta be drowned or it soon might explode. La, 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 la. Make it one for my baby and one more for Harpo Marx. Harpo Marx in A Night at the Opera. One more for the...
Oh, excuse me, bartender. I must have taken a little nap. Well, that's the trouble with this town of Hollywood, though. I mean, it's just a dream world. And I don't need it. And I don't need none of your picture stars. And I certainly don't need your hooch. I don't drink.